Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Chuck Cadillac back on the show. Charles W. Cadillac is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding columnist for Forbes.com. He's the founder and chief executive of Community of Liberty, and the guy that we turn to when we want to find out what's going on in the world, especially the way the government behaves and treats us, and how that affects you and me on the Main Street in our Main Street and global economies. And he's our good friend Chuck Cadillac. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and I always glad to have you on the show. By the way, Chuck is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us since 1998, and so Chuck, thanks again for being part of that. Okay, so we got. I wanted the audience to get your perspective on the fiscal cliff debate that's going on with between the Republicans, primarily Speaker Boehner and President Obama. So you wrote an article where you said you believe that the Republicans should use a tactical retreat. Tell us about that. What do you think?
Well, that's right, Jim. I'm not a great negotiator. I would rely on some first class attorneys to do that. But I do know one thing about negotiating, which is you have to have a fallback position, which you're willing to do so right. That you can gauge everything relative to that. So you can walk away from the offer and say, well, here's something I can do, and I'll do that instead. It's mm-hmm. plan B. And so, in my view, the Republicans have yet to articulate a plan B.
Right.
And it's concerning that what normally would be the making of public policy on the floor of the House and in debate in the Senate is all being done, for the most part, behind closed doors between two individuals.
Right. What do you think? You think that should be brought out in the open?
I do, and I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure what can be done in this short of a time frame. Certainly, the whole idea that you can totally reform the U.S. tax code—I mean, under Ronald Reagan, that took a year and a half of negotiation.
Right.
I think it's unrealistic and likely to produce a result that's not as good as if it were done in public. And mm-hmm. in fact, there were negotiations in public. So
it's pretty ridiculous. I agree with you. It's pretty ridiculous what's going on right now. But where we seem to be stuck is the president wants this trophy in percentage income rate raised on the top 2%. He wants that trophy percentage, and Republicans don't want to give him. Isn't that the big place we're stuck?
Well, no, it's there and the spending cuts, both.
Yeah, right.
And so, look, the president's playing a heads I win, tails you lose game.
Right. And he pretty much has those cards, too, doesn't he?
Well, he does, because all the tax cuts expire, all the Bush tax rates expire.
Right.
If the Republicans do nothing, tax rates go up on everybody.
Right.
So basically, he wins if Republicans agree to his demands, and he does so, then he gets a bipartisan cover for the damage that might cause to the economy.
Right.
And on the other hand, he wins if Republicans refuse to agree because the Bush tax cuts expire for everybody. And look, there are several members of the Democratic Party, including Howard Dean, who are on the record that they would like tax rates to go up in the middle class to fund the Obama-sized government.
That's right.
I mean, it's an additional $1.7 trillion of revenue that they would like to have. And the so they get the money and the Republicans get the blame raising taxes on the middle
class.
So what
should...
a good place to be.
Net it out for us. What are the specific retreat steps that the Republicans should take?
Yeah, okay, so here's step one. Look, the Democrats won the election. President won the election. His campaign promise was to raise the top two tax rates.
Right.
And the Republicans should permit the Democrats to put that in the law. So there may be like they vote president or something.
Right.
But they should do so and say that the results are going to be bad for the American people,
right.
that the 98% are going to be hurt by this
mm-hmm.
because of less job creation and the like. And
right.
they should start campaigning against it immediately. They should start campaigning
right.
for the repeal
what
of the Obama tax.
What else should they do?
Okay, secondly, they're probably going to have to accept an increase in capital gains tax rate to 20%. That's part
yep.
of the, you know...
From 15 to 20, right.
promise. Yep. Third thing, though, there's some... but there's some things they can get in exchange. And there, by the way, they should say it's going to cost, it's going to produce less revenue, not more.
I think you might be. I think you might be a little bit naive about what they can get for in exchange. I don't think President Obama is in the exchanging mood right now.
But no,
hold on to that thought.
It's not something they get from him. This is something they pass without him.
I see. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and find out a little bit more about this. Chuck thinks that the 98%, not the top 2%, the 98% will be hurt by the way the president is negotiating the things he wants. And we're going to get him to explain that after these messages, because I'm in that 98%, aren't you? 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.